We've all heard the phrase, a puppy is for life, not just for Christmas. But what you may not know is that many of the puppies sold online in Ireland come from puppy farms, where their mothers are kept in cold, cramped conditions. And it's a business model that prospers on people not knowing the red flags to look out for. So we've somebody here, well, not here, but down in our Cork studio. She's an inspector with the Irish Society of the for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And as I say, she's in our Cork studio. Good afternoon, Caroline Faherty.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming into our Cork studio. How's your day going so far?
Good, busy,
yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. It's hard to get parking around that studio
it's
as well.
It's hard to get parking. I got here early, luckily enough. I have my little dog with me here as well.
Oh, do you?
Asleep under the desk.
All right. Yeah. Tell us about your dog.
Pixie's a little rescue dog. She was found just over 10 years ago on the streets after being run over and brought to a vet's, who contacted a rescue to help look after and pay for her veterinary fees. And I fostered her and she ended up staying with me. She comes to work with me every day.
Ah, lovely. Pixie, yeah. Little Pixie. Now, in a perfect world, you believe, Caroline, that we should not get dogs for Christmas.
Well, Christmas is a very busy time of year and I suppose people are doing a lot of travelling, they have visitors, they're eating a lot of stuff which are toxic to dogs, like chocolates and mince pies and stuff like that. Your routine is different. As I said, you have visitors, you could be standing at the door waving goodbye to somebody and your new dog will shoot out of the house on you across the road and God only knows what will happen to it. Mm. So ideally, yes, it's not a great time to get a dog. And if you are getting a dog, we do urge people to adopt and don't shop.
Okay. Well, it's something I never thought of, the fact that there's so much else going on in a house at Christmas that adding a dog to it is definitely not a good idea. Yeah. It's just the practical logistics of it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And dogs, I suppose, are like children. They thrive on routine. And your routine is all out at Christmas time. You know, you're getting up eating chocolate for breakfast and maybe watching movies in the afternoon and there's people around and people coming and going.
Okay, despite your best advice, people are still going to want a dog for Christmas, or somebody in the house is. And I didn't know you could go online. How does that work? You see it and you go and collect it then, obviously. Is that it?
I suppose a lot of dogs nowadays are sold online. So people will go online, they'll see a lovely little fluffy dog and think, Jesus, that little dog is beautiful. Yeah. I want that dog. They're usually quite expensive. May I add maybe 800 or 900 euros?
So these are for purebreds or
Most of them aren't even purebred. Most of them are actually little crossbreeds, but they have little fancy names. We always say, we've a running joke, is anything with a poo in it. So poodle crosses like Malty poos or cocker poos, they're little mutts, they're little mongrels,
but they look nice.
There's a lot of work in them though. People don't realise sometimes, I suppose, that a cocker poo is a cross between a cocker spaniel, which is a working breed, all spaniels are working breeds, and poodles, which are very, very intelligent dogs. So they can be quite a handful if you don't know your dogs and if you don't know how to train them properly. And they also need a lot of grooming because they have curly coats. So that's a huge expense.
We'll come back to grooming in a moment, but just the origins of these dogs then. So you go online, you see the cute photo and you go to purchase it. What sort of circumstances are these dogs been born into?
Well, from my experience as an inspector, the mother dogs live in cold, dark, cramped conditions. They have no socialisation, very little exercise. The dogs are, I suppose, we use the word or the phrase puppy farm because that's how the dogs are treated. They're treated, I suppose, like cows or pigs, and they're not treated like dogs should be. We've domesticated dogs to be our pets and they depend on us, while in these puppy farms, I suppose, some of them could be fed maybe a couple of times a week because they're just fed, you know, large bowls of food are left down there. There's no training, there's no socialisation, they don't really see very much, you know.
Okay.
So these poor mother dogs and father dogs live in really bad conditions. But then the puppies are advertised in sitting on lovely armchairs or in little baskets with lovely blankets and it all looks lovely.
Idyllic, yeah.
In reality, that's not the reality. That's for the internet, that's for the ad.
Yeah, so how do people avoid buying a dog from those sort of puppy farms as you describe them?
Well, when you see these ads, if you scroll down the ads, there's usually a number. So they will have that it's for example, for Cork would be CK with the year, so it could be 2-4 for this year and another number for Cav and CN for Dublin D, and that would tell you that it is a dog breeding establishment, so you know, technically a puppy firm, and it will usually let you know there'll be a little number saying more less than whatever, so it could have tertiary on it, so that could be that it means there's tertiary breeding bitches.
All right, on that farm, thing.
But just yes. Because there's 30 dogs there, female dogs there, there could actually be well over 100 dogs on the farm when you count the daddy okay. dogs and the puppies and everything. Yeah.
So where do you see that number, that code? So it has the
it's
county.
It's down at the very end of the odd.
Right.
Ad.
Okay. Sorry, yeah. And what should people be looking for then?
I suppose you would. Well, that number, for example, to be very honest with you, there's no reputable breeder going to breed little crossbreeds of Cocker Spaniels and Poodles or Bichons and Poodles or Maltese dogs and Poodles. They're not, you know.
Okay.
So a lot of these little fluffy dogs that look like little teddy bears when they're puppies do actually come from puppy farms, unfortunately.
Okay.
People go for the aesthetic. People think, oh God, they look really, really cute. But just because they look cute doesn't mean they're going to suit your family or your family's needs or your lifestyle.
Which brings us nicely on. And you sound very frustrated, nearly angry at the whole thing. And how do the authorities deal with these puppy farms?
Well, I suppose they're all licensed by the local authorities and they're all supposed to have inspections. I know, but in some counties they don't have they don't have people there, they don't have the staff there to do inspections.
So they're so understaffed.
They're understaffed, so the inspections don't actually happen, yeah.
Okay, so the best advice you can give is to get a rescue.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you get a rescue, number one, you're probably saving a lot of money because you're going to pay an adoption fee. And with that adoption fee, your dog is going to be chipped, vaccinated, treated for parasites, neutered if it's old enough, for a fraction of what you pay for the dog.
Yes.
The dog would be assessed by a rehoming team. So you might decide, Ray Darcy might decide that you want a husky, but you're going to be at work all day and the husky's going to need a couple of hours.
So the people you're buying the dog from have the welfare of the dog in mind, so they assess you to see if you're suitable for the dog.
Well, the rescues assess the people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're buying a dog online, they don't care. They just want the cash.
No. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So we would. So you might think you want one particular dog, but we might go, actually, do you know what? No, Ray, this isn't the dog for you. We do have a dog that suits your lifestyle.
Yes.
For example, every rescue in the country has loads of lurchers and greyhounds available. They are the easiest dogs in the world. They're lazy. So if you're working and you have a lurcher, you leave your lurcher out for a little
while. Listen, this is all very important information, Caroline.
Yeah.
But we've run out of time right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep you on over the Nocht and we'll just have a brief chat if you're okay with that.
Yes,
are you?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
Right. Okay, so we take a commercial break, Nocht, and then we'll get back to Caroline after that for just to finish our conversation.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Caroline Faherty, who is an inspector with the Irish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, is still in our Cork studio. So we just wrap up this nicely. With a Christmas bow, Caroline. So what you told us before, Nocht, is Christmas isn't an ideal time, but if you have to do it, probably steer away from online and go for a rescue dog, because they will give you advice. And you mentioned grooming, because people don't realise the work involved in dogs if they haven't had one before.
Yeah, especially these all these new crossbreeds, these Maltishons and poodle crosses and stuff, because they have curly coats, which are really hard to maintain and they get matted very, very easily. And they need to be groomed professionally every three or 4 months. And if you don't, it can cause loads of skin issues, it can cause irritation. You'd probably end up spending more money on your dog's grooming than you would if you were going to the hairdresser yourself every few months getting the highlights and the cut.
Yeah.
It is very, very expensive.
And we live in an Instagram age, Caroline, and that's why these breeds are so popular, isn't it? Unfortunately,
people tend to go for what they think is cute and fluffy looking. But I mean, I think you're a dog owner, like dogs have so much love to give. And especially rescue dogs, you know, like when they get into a good home, it's like they've won the lotto. And I think people should open up their hearts and their homes to rescue dogs, you know, they deserve it.
Well, that's a perfect way to finish it. And remember, a puppy is for life and not just for Christmas.
And I know. Can I say one more thing?
Yes, of course.
We just launched our Christmas appeal. So if people are going out celebrating over Christmas, they might consider donating maybe a price of a drink or a coffee to the ISPCA.
Of course, yeah, do great work. Irish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Caroline Faherty, thanks so much for coming into our Cork studio with Little Pixie. Thanks, Caroline. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye now.